Canada geese like to make themselves at home in city parks, golf courses, and airports. They litter shorelines and grassy areas with their droppings. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service passed a new rule in August that could give private landowners and cities permission to take a more aggressive stance against the birds. Because they migrate, the federal government has authority over Canada geese. That's why cities or airports with geese problems have had to work through the Federal Agriculture Department's Wildlife Services office to control them. That could change, according to a migratory game bird specialist with the Wisconsin DNR, but Kent Van Horn says change is not imminent.
This is a federal sideboard or rule that's been implemented, and now the state of Wisconsin has to review the federal rule and decide at the state level what we're going to allow and how we're going to manage it.
The Fish and Wildlife Service is suggesting three control methods. First, killing adult geese and oiling their eggs so they don't hatch. The second method would allow states to institute a more liberal hunting season. And Williams says the third option, if all else fails, would be an additional hunting season beginning in August.
In the state of Wisconsin, we have the second highest number of duck and goose hunters in the nation. And so we actually have a greater opportunity to control Canada goose populations than other states might, because we have a lot of hunters out there.
Once Wisconsin decides whether or not to alter its goose hunting season, the matter would be open for public comment. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.